Canada once had the strongest and most secure immigration system in the world. We had our pick of the best and the hardest working immigrants, and illegal immigration was mostly unheard of. But everything fell apart after Justin Trudeau was elected in 2015. And now, by 2023, we saw the largest number of illegal immigrants entering our country in the history of Canada. We're going to break down the numbers. We're going to break down the reasons behind this huge surge in immigration on today's show. I'm Candace Malcolm, and this is The Candace Malcolm Show. Hi, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning into the podcast today. We're going to return to one of my favorite topics, one of the topics that I've written extensively about. In the early part of my career, I was a beat writer on immigration. I broke countless stories in the Toronto Sun when I used to write over there. And I've written two books on the topic, Losing True North, and then a follow-up, No Border. I've written a lot about immigration, and I'm going to revisit a lot of the work today. Now, before we get into it, don't forget to like this video. If you're new around here, please subscribe to the True North channel. Leave us a five-star review if you enjoy the content. Please head on over to our website, tnc.news, to sign up for a newsletter so you never miss an episode. Now, when most people think about immigration, when most people talk about our immigration system, the number that we hear, the number that we're told, is that Canada welcomes roughly 500,000 people per year into our country. Now, most people, according to the polls, they believe that that number is too high. Somewhere between 500,000 and somewhere between half and three quarters, of all Canadians tell pollsters that they believe that 500,000 number is too high and they would like it to be lower. But let me tell you, that 500,000 number that's often quoted, that's thrown around, it is wildly misleading. Canada welcomes 500,000 newcomers each year into one of our immigration streams, permanent residencies, which is the equivalent of a US green card, people who are on track to get their citizenship in Canada. Those are not people who have been living in Canada for a while, who have finally obtained permanent residency. These are people who are entering Canada for the first time. So for the numbers I'm talking about, 2023 was the first year that they came to Canada, and the visa that they were given is a permanent residency. So that's the 500,000 number that we often hear thrown around. But it's not accurate. It's not a full picture of the immigration system and the people that are entering our country. So on top of that 500,000, Canada also admits approximately 660,000 people as temporary foreign workers. That's 2023 numbers again. And in 2023, the government put a cap of 900,000 international students. So 600,000 temporary foreign workers, 900,000 international students. And then in 2023, Canada saw an absolute explosion of illegal immigrants. Illegal immigrants coming into Canada, we saw 143,870 people enter the country illegally and request political asylum. That is so out of step with our historical numbers. For context, under Stephen Harper, Canada dealt with a range of between 10,000 and 25,000 illegal migrants each year. And we thought that was too high. You know, the government took countless steps to try to lower that number, to try to stop that illegal immigration when the number was 25,000. Well, under Trudeau, the number has absolutely exploded. It's grown tenfold, more than that, 14-fold in the past decade. It's really unbelievable. So when you add all these immigration streams together, the total number of newcomers you get arriving into Canada each year is 2.2 million people. 2.2 million people, that's how many people Canada had welcomed, entered our country, admitted in the last calendar year in 2023. So it's no wonder that our infrastructure is crumbling. It's no wonder that there are housing shortages. It's no wonder that there are viral videos showing dozens, if not hundreds, of migrants lining up for minimum wage jobs in the service industry. Remember, we're told that Canada has a labor shortage, and so we're bringing in these people to do construction jobs and fill roles that Canadians supposedly can't fill. And yet we see them lining up for minimum wage jobs, taking jobs away from young Canadians. It doesn't make any sense. So under the current Trudeau government, Canada's range for landed immigrants, which are those permanent residents, was 226 as a low during COVID, 226,000, and an average of just under 500,000 in the few years since the pandemic. We're supposed to hit 500,000 in 2025. This is double the sustained averages of the past two decades. So Trudeau has doubled that number of permanent residencies coming into Canada. And it's really unprecedented in Canadian history, especially considering all the streams together, as mentioned, the true number is upwards of 2 million. So it's really hard to overstate how drastically out of step this is with Canada's traditional approach to immigration. I like looking at the numbers. I like looking at the stats. There's one page that I always look at that I find really interesting. Stats Canada tracks the number of immigrants who have come here since 1850, so before Confederation. Now, curiously, Stats Canada has all the data in one place from 1850 all the way up to 2015. For some reason, they stopped adding new numbers and showing the new annual figures in 2015. Isn't that interesting? What else happened in 2015? Well, anyway, we can look back at this graph and we can see the history of our immigration. The graph is really interesting because what you really notice is that there are peaks and there are valleys. So Canada has always had years where we've had huge influxes of newcomers coming into our country. For instance, you can see this big peak that happened right before World War II in sort of 1910, 1911, 1912. There was a huge, huge spike in the number of folks coming. And then we saw more spikes sort of in the post-World War II years. So these peaks in immigration are then historically followed by valleys, years when Canada significantly decreased its immigration intake. Now, the valleys are as important as the peaks. These are the years when newcomers would acclimate to their new surroundings. They would integrate into the Canadian community and into the Canadian economy, and they would adopt a Canadian identity. These are the years that ensured the continued success of our immigration system. But you can see that everything changed starting in the 1990s. Canada abandoned this key component of our immigration system. So starting in the 90s, we had successive governments, both liberal and conservative, and they realized that they could sort of combat the demographic realities, which were the declining birth rates and the increased cost of social entitlement programs like healthcare, pensions, and old age security OAS payments, by simply importing more working age people. They kind of got addicted to that artificial growth that you see when you bring in new people, all those new working age people paying taxes and paying into the economy. And they didn't want to do the gaps. They didn't want to do the valleys anymore. They didn't want to have years where they basically paused immigration intake to let everybody integrate into the economy, into the community. Instead, they just kept it going, kept the floodgates open, kept bringing more and more people. Well, the Trudeau government, Justin Trudeau, has taken this hack to an extreme. They've attempted to cover up ruinous economic policies like the carbon tax and excessive runaway deficit spending by simply and dramatically increasing the number of people who come into the country. So more people means a higher cumulative economic output, which we measure as GDP. And so with a straight face, government officials can say that Canada's economy is growing and our GDP continues to rise, when we all know that that is not the real case. It's not happening. And we recently had this pointed out to us. So a Waterloo economics professor named Mikkel Scudderlin said this on Twitter. He wrote, Canada's GDP grew by 1.1% in the fourth quarter of 2022, while our population grew by 3.2%. So that means the real GDP per capita is actually falling at 2%. Annually, roughly the difference. So we can pretend that our economy is growing by 1%, but when you subtract the fact that we've imported and grown our population by 3%, the reality is that per person, the economy is much worse. So politicians will tell you the economy is growing. It's not true. It's only technically true, and that is because of mass migration. They're using mass migration to cover up their terrible economic policies. The average Canadian is much poorer under this system. And it gets even worse because GDP figures are further distorted when you consider that it includes government spending in their calculation. So government spending is part of GDP. A government can simply increase the GDP by taxing and spending more of your money. And that has been the case in recent years. So look, immigration only works when it is well managed and when it has the approval of the vast majority of Canadians. Our current system is the opposite of that. It's being completely overrun. It's being completely mismanaged. This is harmful to the economy. It's harmful to Canadians who are struggling with the rising cost of living. Now, I want to zero in on one element of immigration that I find to be the most alarming, the most disturbing, and the worst when it comes to how poorly managed, mismanaged the system is. And that is a surge in illegal immigration that happened in 2023. I'm telling you, I look at these numbers closely and I've never seen anything like this. I've never seen a jump or a spike in one category of immigration look anything like this. So a shocking 143,830 people entered Canada illegally. Let me say that again, 143,830 people entered Canada illegally in 2023, they made an asylum claim. And this is according to raw data that I found on Canada's Immigration Department website. So who are these people? These are wannabe refugees who entered illegally. They either snuck across at an unmanned border crossing, they entered using fraudulent or falsified passports and documents, or they entered under false pretenses. So they came as a temporary visitor pretending to be a tourist, only to later place an asylum claim and ask Canada for refugee status. So they're trying to obtain refugee status, but they're not yet legal refugees. They still have to have their case scrutinized by an immigration judge. And this is a process that has historically been very difficult. Most claims ended up being rejected or abandoned, although I must admit, in recent years under the Trudeau government, they've significantly loosened the rules to allow more of these asylum seekers to become permanent refugees and to stay in Canada permanently. Now, even if these individuals have their claim rejected by an immigration judge, or they choose to abandon them, maybe they choose to go to another country, usually the United States, or they just decide to go dark and live on the lam here in Canada, there are significant benefits to just putting your name in that system and being in that process as an asylum claimant. So asylum seekers receive government benefits, including welfare, social housing, and a gold-plated program called the Interim Federal Health Program. This is a program that the government spends about $1 billion a year on. They send money, the federal government sends money to the provinces, and the provinces provide health care to these asylum seekers that is above and beyond what Canadians receive. It includes the cost of any medication, dental visits, eye doctor visits, and other services that Canadians typically pay out of pocket for. So when you look back at historic numbers of illegal immigrants and asylum seekers, the numbers just look so quaint in comparison to what we're seeing today. So here is a graph that I found on the Immigration Department website. It shows illegal immigration from 2000 to 2018. It's interesting because according to the IRCC, which is the Department of Immigration, Refugees and Citizenship Canada, prior to the Trudeau government forming in late 2015, Canada's previous high in asylum seekers was in 2001 when we had 44,000, and in 2008 when we had 37,000, and the low was in 2013 when there were only 10,365 illegal immigrants entering the country and claiming asylum. And even the government's own sort of communication on this, you can see what the bureaucrats wrote here. They said that the number of asylum claims more than tripled since 2015, increasing from 16,000 in 2015 to over 50,000 in 2017. So in 2017, when there were 50,000 illegal immigrants coming to Canada, the bureaucrats thought it was a big deal. They were worried about it. They noted that they had tripled in just a few years, and you could tell that they didn't like that. Now, Trudeau had an opportunity to put this all to an end because during COVID, the Trudeau government implemented incredibly tight restrictions on who could fly in and who could fly out, who could enter and who could leave Canada. So in 2020, we only had 23,600 asylum claims. And in 2021, we only had 24,900. But rather than take advantage of the natural reduction that happened in illegal immigration caused mostly by the global travel restrictions that governments implemented during the pandemic, instead of taking advantage of that, the Immigration Department under the Trudeau government made a series of policy errors that led to the 6x jump in illegal immigration in just 2 years, from 2021 to 2023, and that staggering 14-fold increase from 10 years prior, from 2013. So I'm going to go through what I believe are the four factors behind this unprecedented surge in illegal immigration. The first reason why this is happening is because of the Prime Minister, because of Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and his messaging. So you'll remember this. This was back in 2017, the same day that US President Donald Trump announced an executive order that would restrict travel from seven countries that were known state sponsors of terrorism. That's why those seven countries were picked. It became known as the Muslim ban, even though it wasn't a Muslim ban per se, but it blocked people from coming from those seven countries that were state sponsors of terrorism. On that same day, January 28, 2017, we had our Prime Minister Justin Trudeau give a completely different message. So this is what he tweeted. To those fleeing persecution, terror, and war, Canadians will welcome you. Regardless of your faith, diversity is our strength. So that was Justin Trudeau virtue signaling. Well, according to records obtained from bureaucrats inside the Immigration Department, Trudeau's tweet created an absolute frenzy, created a frenzy at embassies, consulates, immigration offices around the world, as many people, many potential wannabe refugees, interpreted Trudeau's statement as a literal invitation. They thought that Trudeau was literally inviting everybody to come be refugees in Canada. And the reality is that hundreds of thousands of people around the world heeded this call. This contributed to the tripling of asylum claims in that calendar year, in the year that Trudeau put out that tweet, which was 2017. And it still contributes to the earth-shattering figures that we see today. So that was number one reason, is Prime Minister's messaging. The number two reason is Canada's decision to abandon the visa requirement for Mexican nationals. So Mexicans are the number one source country of illegal immigration into Canada, the number one source of asylum seekers. So just under 10,000 Mexican nationals enter Canada, they overstay their visas, and they eventually make refugee claims each year. And there's a really easy way to fix this problem. There's a policy tool that was previously introduced by the Stephen Harper government back in 2009. It really works. It's simple. It's just a visa requirement, a simple visa that requires Mexican visitors to submit some basic paperwork prior to coming to Canada, just basically proving that they have a place to stay, that their stay is temporary, and that they have purchased a flight home. It's really, really basic. Most countries that you go to will ask to see your flight home when you're entering, and that's just sort of part of traveling to a different country. So personally, again, as a Canadian, I've traveled extensively around the world, and many countries that you go to require some kind of visa. I've had to do one when I've gone to places like Brazil, Russia, India, China, Vietnam. So many countries require visas. And so it's not that big of a deal for Canada to just say to Mexicans, have a visa when you come. We used to have that. But in 2016, the federal government under Justin Trudeau decided to eliminate this visa requirement for Mexicans. And as a result, I mean, it was completely predictable. There was a huge surge in asylum claims from Mexicans. They come to Canada pretending to be tourists, and then they never leave. Okay, the third reason why we've had this huge spike in illegal immigration is because the government has eliminated important rules that are meant to limit other streams of immigration that could potentially be misused. So over the past several years, Canada's seen an explosion in two categories, temporary foreign workers and students coming to Canada. So as I reported in True North, the number of international students has tripled in the last decade. We used to welcome about 300,000 back in 2013. And then, as I mentioned, in 2023, the government had to actually cap the number of student visas because they were just getting so many applications. We now allow 900,000 students into the country each year. Likewise, there's been a jump in those temporary foreign workers. It went from about 500,000 in 2013 up to 700,000 in 2021, which is the last figures that we have available. So by allowing all of those people to come into Canada on a temporary basis, you're basically inviting them, there's opportunity for fraud and abuse, because once a migrant is legally in Canada, there's nothing stopping them from asking for refugee status. They literally just have to go to an office, throw up their hands, say, I'm a refugee, fill out a bit of paperwork, and all of a sudden they're placed in that stream of refugees. They get all the benefits that I mentioned earlier, including that interim federal health care. So really, you're kind of creating incentives by allowing 1.5 million people to come into the country under the guise of either a visa or a temporary foreign worker. And all they have to do to jump to that other category where they could become a refugee and potentially stay in Canada as a permanent resident, all they have to do is pretend that they're a refugee, and there you have it. So again, that's a huge mistake. And finally, the fourth reason why Canada has seen this unprecedented surge in illegal immigration is because of the bureaucracy. It seems to me, by looking at the numbers and reading into it, that the bureaucracy has basically taken over. They're not being tamed by the political staff. The Liberals aren't stopping them from doing what they want. It's a situation where the inmates are running the asylum. The bureaucrats are obsessed and focused on reducing the backlog. So Canada gets 2.5 million applications for visitor visas each year, and the bureaucracy has to process each of those. This is a huge undertaking. It's a huge problem. They don't have enough staff to do it. And so they're always looking for shortcuts and tricks to get through that backlog as fast as possible. You know what would stop the backlog and what would make it all much more obtainable would just be to put a fee on an application. Like, you want to apply for a visa to Canada, you have to pay $50 to pay for it to get processed, but they don't want to do that. And so it's this huge undertaking for the bureaucracy. They're obsessed with reducing their backlog. And so that's why they take shortcuts, they take steps that lead to problems in other areas. And this is what we've seen happen. So I found this Globe and Mail report from October 2023. It says, asylum claims jump at Canadian airports after Ottawa eases some visitor visa requirements. So let me just read a little bit from the story. It says, earlier this year, Ottawa waived some eligibility requirements for visa visitor applications. In particular, those individuals no longer have to prove that they have sufficient funds to stay in Canada or demonstrate that they will leave the country when the visa expires. The policy went into effect on February 28th and lasts through the end of 2023. So think about that. People who are coming to Canada no longer have to prove that they have a return flight. They no longer have to prove that they actually have money in order to fund their stay or pay for their trip to Canada. They just get the visa, basically. They apply and they get the visa. So what could possibly be the reason for eliminating this? This is an important safeguard for Canada's immigration system to stop fake tourists who plan to just stay in Canada indefinitely. Well, there is a memo that was leaked from the Immigration Department, and it says exactly what the issue is. And so this is from the same Globe and Mail report. It says, the IRCC memo, which dates to December, said waiving eligibility requirements would apply to roughly 450,000 visa applications in the system. The document said the stockpile of application was eroding the public's trust in the department and its ability to manage migration. Hopeful immigrants and visitors often complained that it can take years for the government to render a decision on their files. So they're talking about how basically foreigners from other countries, foreign nationals in foreign countries, are complaining that it takes too long to get their visa approved. And the bureaucracy thinks that this is going to erode public trust. Okay, so that's the reason why there's a huge surge. They got rid of all these shortcuts because they didn't want to erode the public's trust. When they're talking about the public, let's just be perfectly clear. They're not talking about you and I. They're not talking about Canadians. Canadians don't know anything about the backlog. They don't care how long it takes for someone visiting from India to get a visa. They don't care about that at all. What the bureaucracy cares about when they talk about the public trust, they're talking about the public in foreign countries. They're talking about non-Canadians, the public in places like India and China and people who want to come visit Canada. The bureaucrats are literally more concerned with quelling the concerns of hopeful immigrants and visitors rather than protecting the integrity of our immigration system. It's really unbelievable. So these are the four factors that I believe are contributing and led to that 140,000 illegal immigrants entering Canada, that shocking figure, and those people who are pleading for asylum. Look, it is clear that the system is broken. It is clear that Canada needs a total overhaul. We need a total redesign of our system from top to bottom. The only question that remains here is who will have the political courage to take on this issue and finally fix Canada's immigration system. That's the only question that remains. I'm Candace Malcolm, and this is The Candace Malcolm Show.